time to look forward to another Finn Harps match. Listen, the form's not there, Joe. It's a sticky patch for Harps, second from bottom in the table. But they're on the road against Treaty. Before we look at that game, maybe we'll get your thoughts of what it's been like since we last spoke. I spoke to you about maybe 3-4 weeks ago, and I suppose over that period of time, Harps have conceded a massive, 12 goals over the last three games, 14 in the last four, something like that. They're finding it difficult to stop the goals and keeping the goals out, so they are, Joe.
Yeah, it's been difficult a couple of weeks for them, I think their squad has been tested. Keith Cowan had been out, Rainey's been out. It looks like McCallion will probably suspend it this weekend as well. We don't have, at the minute in Balbofay, that strength and depth. And, there's a lot of the young lads now having to take their place on the bench. And, that has been a factor for Dave Rogers this last couple of weeks. But again, that one now, you would nearly love the old Arsenal style to get beat 1-0, but getting beat 3 and 4 is damaging if it keeps continuing. So this is one match that he'll definitely be looking to target. I know Treaty's a couple of points ahead of them, but again, to me, that's one of the teams they've really got to be looking to target to try and get above them. And that's something, if they're going to get into that playoff position at the end of the season, that's one that they're really going to have to look at and try and get something this Friday night down in the Markets Field.
Yeah, if that's going to be the case, what do they have to do then, Joe? Because there hasn't been any sort of indicators whatsoever. Maybe the second half in Bray, but other than that, there hasn't been any sort of indicators coming as to where Harps are going to pick up points from.
Yeah, I was at the Longford match that night, and at times they had a little bit of difficulty, but that night I was enthused by some of the stuff that they played when they got it down and got it playing and that. To me, one of the players I could be looking for now is in the middle of the field there is Noah Baba, and Kyo was the other one. For me, those are two players now that really needs to grab the game by the scruff of the neck in there. Two what I would call experienced players at that level that they're playing at the minute, and we need them to get on it and maybe change their game a little bit this week, where they sit in and maybe play a little bit tighter and make it difficult for Limerick and try and get something there. But again, going away to Treaty this weekend and down to the Marcus Field, really got to make sure that there's not another four. There's been three or four games in a row there where they've conceded four goals, and that does sap the confidence if that continues in there. And that's to me is more important than anything this week, and try and do that. Like next weekend, you go into it where you've got Kerry at home, so to me that's definitely one you've got to be targeting the 3 points for. And then when Harps come out of that, then they're away to Galway, and that's and the Corn squad at the minute, I can't see Harps getting something in as away to Longford, and then we go into the break. So this week and next week is somewhere they've got to try and target possibly 4 maybe 6 points in there, and I think that to me is key. These matches are the ones you've got to look at, and when you look at the likes of Waterford last week and you look at the likes of Galway coming up in a couple of weeks time, I think their squads are a lot stronger and a lot farther down the road than Finn Harps are at the minute. And I was encouraged last week to see that Patrick Ferry and Stephen Doherty will come in. Can they target and get one or two more experienced players coming back in? For me, one I would love to see coming back in, it would be Barry McNamee, if they could only convince Barry to come back in. Somebody in there who's got that leadership in there, and again, maybe a goal scorer, because when we look at the column for goals for, it's pretty light at the minute. There's only been 14 goals, and it's the second or third lowest in the league. And that's something that for me is nearly as more worrying than the other column, where we've conceded 31. So trying to get somebody in who could sniff out a couple of goals in some of those tight games, you could change the way you play a little bit, be a little bit harder to play against. But at the minute, there's too many in one column and not enough in the other column when you look at the league table for Harps at the minute.
Yep. How much pressure is there going to be on Keith Cowan now over the next couple of games? Because you've mentioned experience there a couple of times. Obviously, he's been there and done that with several clubs before. And the fact that young McCallion, that was off to his right, is not there through suspension, and you're going to be missing the likes of Ryan Rainey as well. So is there a bit more pressure on the Harps captain now at this stage of the campaign and trying to help Harps out of this rut?
Ah, yeah, look, at Keith's an experienced player, and he's been through a lot of this before. And, you know, I think that now is the time that he will do what he normally does and leads from the front. You know, Keith will never be found wanting in that. What he needs now is to convince the young lads to follow him and to go with him and make sure that they're all going in that direction as well. And, you know, that's a key one. And maybe it might be a time just with Keith, and I know they don't have them at the minute, to make sure that they keep that back four really, really solid, or back five really, really solid, and Keith to use that experience. And, you know, maybe away from home against Treaty this week, sitting a little bit deeper might suit Keith as well. You know, when you're a Finn Parson and you're chasing the game, you know, when you move up that age bracket that Keith's in now, being playing closer to the halfway line mightn't be what a centre half would want. But, you know, this week it could be and suit them better that Keith would play closer to his own goal and get people in there. But then Hearts have got to find a way of trying to get that all important goal. And, you know, wouldn't we take a 1-0 victory this weekend before we head down there? It's a while since we've had one of them, but I think, you know, a 1-0, one or two 1-0 victories now over the next couple of weeks would be certainly what the fans in Finn Park are looking for.
Yeah, it certainly would. Elsewhere, as you mentioned there, Galway are hosting Athlone Town. Harps are heading to Galway in a number of weeks' time. I suppose it's fair to say they are the raging hot favourites to take the title. Can Athlone at all trouble the tribesmen, the Galway men, the men from the west this weekend?
Yeah, I think for Athlone to have any chance, that they've got to make sure that they don't concede early on, because, you know, with the likes of Galway there at the minute, when they get on top of you and they've got players that can exploit you, and you can go from being 0-0 and then all of a sudden 5 or 10 minutes later you're chasing the game, you're 2 or 3-0 down. So for me, it's really, really important that Athlone do that this week and try and make it as difficult as possible for them. And, you know, you really do have to look at that squad there, doesn't Galway, at the minute. And, you know, if they were in the Premier Division, I would fancy them to be picking up a lot of points in the Premier Division with the squad that they have at the minute. They've got strength and depth. They've got experienced players right across the whole pitch, and, you know, they are playing a good brand of football, you know, where they're really, really difficult. And, you know, over the last couple of weeks, people have tried to put it up to them, but, you know, by the end of the night, most Friday nights, Galway are making sure that they're coming through that. And what's really really impressive, they've conceded 6 goals this season, like, you know, and that's huge in 15 games. Like that's a miserly defence there. And again, I know it's the attacking players that get in the plaudits, but, you know, to think at this stage of the season, 15 games in, that you've only conceded 6 goals, you know, that says a lot for, you know, how John Caulfield and Ollie Horgan have set up their team and got their team. And again, they've added that little bit extra then, where they're not giving anything away and, you know, scoring 41 goals. You know, that's impressive stuff.
Yeah. The other games in Division 1, Kerry against Wexford and Bray Wanderers against Cove Ramblers. In the top flight Premier Division, the leaders get into the weekend are Derry City, but there could be a change at the top before their game on Saturday night, with Shamrock Rovers on the road making the trip to Cork. Drogheda United play UCD, Bohemians take on Shelburne, and St Pat's play Dundalk of the other matches on a Friday night. But the league leaders have a North West Derby, Joe, at the showgrounds against Sligo, and it's not too often that when you go to a derby that Derry will be raging hot favourites, but that's the sort of case this weekend, so it is, given how well they have been performing over the last couple of weeks, and in particular their move to the top of the standings.
Yeah, look, a couple of weeks ago there they were having a bit of a wobbler, and there was a couple of games that you were scratching your head after, wondering how did they manage to lose that game or what happened there. You know, there was a couple of defeats and a draw, and you thought, oh, this is going to fall apart. But, you know, Rory has definitely turned that round in the last couple of weeks. They've been really, really impressive. Like, you know, I know you can look at the UCD one last week, but, you know, beating Dundalk 3-0, getting that 1-0 with Bowes, and backing it up with Drogheda. And, you know, we've seen in the last couple of weeks how Drogheda have been really, really difficult to play against. And then, yes, they had the reversal against Shamrock Rovers, but that night Shamrock Rovers were in Derry. You know, they were really, really impressive. So, you know, Derry will definitely be looking to keep that going. And when you look at Sligo, on the other hand, it's been a couple of really disappointing set of results there for John and for the Sligo players. So he'll be fully in tune in how important this North West Derby is for Sligo as well as Derry. And, you know, it's something that both managers will be really targeting, because, you know, Sligo don't want to be cut adrift. They don't want to be, you know, there's 5 points between themselves and Shelburne at the minute, and, you know, they need to make sure that they keep on that and keep on that chance of getting into Europe, because a club like Sligo has done really well being in Europe over the last couple of seasons, and they'll want to continue keeping that up and keeping the level of player coming in and keeping that in tune. But again, Derry have been so impressive. You know, they really have. When they get going in full steam, they're impressive. And you know, they've had a couple of players coming back in the last couple of weeks as well, and that's only added to them. And Paddy McLaughlin's come in as well, so Derry are in a really strong position. And you know, rumours during the week there was that James McLean was going to be back with them now in the window, but it looks like that's not going to happen. So when you look at the calibre of player of James McLean, and there's a possibility he may have come to Derry, I would imagine Rory Higgins will be looking for one or two more quality players to come in, particularly when they're in that position they are at the minute. If they can hold that and stay in that dogfight with Shamrock Rovers up there, it really is going to be an interesting second part of the season for Derry.
Yeah, certainly will. Listen, we look forward to the weekend, Joe, the football this weekend. Joe, thanks as always for joining us.
Not at all. Thanks, Oisín. Thank you.